Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation on Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit, by John Owen. Consider three ways that sin seeks to draw the mind from due attendance upon spiritual thoughts, and to deprive the soul of this great preservative and antidote against sin's poison. 1. By sloth. It draws the mind to be spiritually slothful and negligent in this duty. We are slothful if we are careless in our diligence, or make faint endeavors in the discharge of our duties, and do not continue. Where the slothful person was one day, there he is the next. Yea, where he was one year, there he is the next. His endeavors are faint, cold, and vanishing. He makes no progress by them, but is always beginning and never finishing his work. He is content in his coldness and negligence. If the deceit of sin has once drawn away the mind into this frame, it lays him open to every temptation and incursion of sin. 2. Sin seeks to draw away the mind from its watch and duty by surprise. It falls in conjunction with some urging temptation and surprises the mind into thoughts quite of another nature than those which it ought to insist upon in its own defense. It lays hold of the mind as it suddenly thinks about the present sin. If spiritual thoughts are suggested, the mind is so filled with the thought of the sin that they make no impression on the soul and do not remain long. Here, therefore, lies the great wisdom of the soul. Reject the very first motions of sin, because by parlays with them, the mind may be drawn off from attending to its preservatives, and the whole person will rush into evil. The third way sin draws away the mind is by frequent and persevering solicitations, and finally at last making a conquest of it. But this does not happen without an open neglect of the soul. The failure to stir yourself up and give an effectual rebuke in the strength and by the grace of Christ against sin is what results in its prevalency.